This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta Wednesday defended his actions concerning a plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. Attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just a threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. The billionaire now faces federal sex charges in New York that could land him in prison for the rest of his life. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the U.S. accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there is no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program, and there's no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Kazim Karib Abdabi is Iran's ambassador to the IAEA.
This is the right of every member to the non-proliferation treaty, and this is Iran's right also. And what we are doing is, in a very transparent manner, is under the surveillance of the IAEA. The inspectors are there. Every single activity is under monitoring. We have nothing to hide.
Iran is already reeling from sanctions President Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. More than 20 UN